From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says world leaders he has spoken with are rattled by the presence of Donald Trump as a candidate in the 2016 U.S. presidential race and has offered his own comment on the bombastic billionaire.
A lot of the proposals that he's made display either ignorance of world affairs or a cavalier attitude or an interest in getting tweets and headlines instead of actually thinking through what it is that is required to keep America safe and secure and prosperous and what's required to keep the world on an even keel.
Speaking to reporters today, after day one of an annual summit of leaders, the world's seven wealthiest nations, the president said the world is paying close attention because the United States is at the heart of international order. President Obama said that he and other G7 leaders discussed the challenges facing the global economy on the first day of the summit, along with ways to sustain the momentum of the recovery that's taking place in the U.S. Meantime, China is warning G7 countries against holding the talk, saying it could worsen tensions in the South China Sea. Maritime disputes are one of the several issues leaders of the seven countries are expected to discuss this week in Tokyo. Last month, G7 foreign ministers issued a joint statement at their maritime security meetings, voicing their concern about the situation in the East and South China Seas. A U.S. investment firm is offering to acquire control of an embattled Japanese manufacturer, Takata Corporation, struggling with a massive recall of defective automobile airbags. This is VOA News. A U.S. State Department Inspector General's report finds former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and her predecessors failed to follow guidelines to limit security risks when using personal email for official business. Senior officials said there was no evidence Clinton sought approval to use her personal email account to conduct state business. The Inspector General's report states that she was obligated to do so to protect sensitive information about a possible cyber attack. Mark Toner is a State Department spokesman.
There was no prohibition on using personal email. The only requirement is that, and regulations do state this, that these records need to be preserved.
Clinton, who was seeking a 2016 Democratic presidential nomination, has consistently denied breaking any rules. The Federal Bureau of Investigation has been probing whether there were violations of any national security laws. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has expanded his coalition government with the signing of a deal with the Yisrael Beitanu party, including the appointment of outspoken leader Avigdor Lieberman as defense minister. Lieberman's hardline position on the Palestinian question raises what many U.S. in the U.S. see as legitimate concerns about the government's commitment to a two-state solution. Lieberman replaces Moshe Ya'alon, who's a former army chief who resigned last week. The United Nations Security Council has lifted the last international sanctions against Liberia. The council has progressively been terminating the targeted measures that were imposed at the end of Liberia's civil war in 2003. On Wednesday, it took the final step, unanimously voting to lift an arms embargo on non-state actors. Former President Charles Taylor set off the Civil War in 1989 by leading an uprising that toppled then-President Samuel Doe. Taylor was then elected president in 1997, resulting in more conflict until he fled Liberia. He was sentenced to 50 years in prison in 2012 for instigating war and atrocities in neighboring Sierra Leone. Kenya's military says its forces killed more than 20 suspected al-Shabaab militants inside Somalia near the Kenyan border, reportedly planning an ambush. Kenya says it suffered no casualties in the assault on Wednesday, but al-Shabaab says five soldiers were killed and several wounded. The Kenyan troops are in Somalia as part of the African Union force battling the militant group. Kenya's main opposition said Wednesday it is suspending its weekly protests that are aimed at disbanding the country's electoral commission in order to give dialogue a chance. At least three people died during the frequent protests that turned violent, with Western diplomats criticizing what they called excessive force by police in breaking up the protests. The opposition accuses the Electoral Commission of bias in favor of the ruling party. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.